pray with you.
Well, we're loaded up with some prayer requests this morning.
All right.
First of all, we want to pray for Juliana Dungeon, who's a senior in Mangum, and she's been diagnosed with NMDA encephalitis. She'd been sick now for about 10 or 12 days. They thought it was just a little headache, and they thought it was a little something else, and then it progressed and got worse, and finally they've decided that it is this, which is very serious. So she's being treated right now for that. And then, this is amazing that we have another Juliana, but little Juliana that I met when we were in Oklahoma City at OU Medical Center, 6 years old, she'd been battling brain cancer, and she went through radiation, and they felt like she was healed. And only a couple of weeks later, then she got sick in the night, and they said the cancer had, she had another tumor on her brain. So she's now doing stem cell replacement, and she should finish that and get out of the hospital this Friday. I talked to her mom this morning by text, and here's something really neat. She'd been awarded a trip through Make-A-Wish, and so if they're going to Disneyland, that's planned now. And some very kind, wealthy person who has a jet is going to fly them out there in that private jet. Now, is that incredible?
That's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat. Also, we want to pray for Gary Smith, who's the husband of one of Judy Gifford's good friends. Gary has prostate cancer. And I just want to give a little plug right now for how good God is. I hope Gary and his wife are watching. I believe they're from Colorado, but they watch the program regularly. But when we went to the doctor yesterday, of course, we found out last week that Joe's CT scan and his bone scan looked better. We found that out from the oncologist because Joe was thinking about doing chemo. And they said, no need to do that. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
And everything looked better than it did in September when they did those same things. So yesterday we met with the urologist, and he said the same thing. He said the scans look better. He said your bones don't even have as much cancer in them.
Yep.
And he said the tumors have shrunk. Now, one thing we're really praying and digging in and believing for is that he won't have to have that stent replaced many more times. It's in his left ureter. Doctor said at this point it's still got to be there because the tumor that was leaning on that, even though they believe the cancer is gone in it, it has enough scar tissue in it that's still oversized and pushing against that. But we know that our God can heal that.
Amen.
Now, we haven't just trusted the doctors. We've trusted God. We've believed in God. We've believed in this healing. And we've done our part by drinking special teas, by eating special fruit, by taking special vitamins. Yeah. We've done a lot. Joe's on a real regimen that is not easy for anybody to stay up with of special things that we're doing. So we're doing it all, including trusting God for wisdom in what to do.
Right.
And, you know, before we went to the oncologist last week and went to those tests, you know, I'd been praying, Lord, shut the doors so tight we can't walk through the wrong one, and open the doors so wide we can't miss going through it. And when the answer came, you don't need to do chemo, it's like, thank you, Lord, that was the door shut.
Yeah.
So, and then a special young lady that I met a couple of weeks ago, Kim, is with us.